Welcome to Theezy Under Grace, bringing faith, hope, and the love of Christ to everyone. I'm your host, Teresa, otherwise known as Theezy. Well, guys, I am so very happy to be back in my element and sharing with you guys again. I have truly missed you. I actually pray that you and your families are doing quite well and that you've been able to enjoy some type of the summer, whether we're outside 1 minute, we're really not outside, we're masked up, we're not, I don't know. But I hope you've been able to have some type of normalcy this summer and enjoy a little bit of what the summer has to offer. So today, I want to bring to you an episode that I actually constructed while I was in the dealership getting my oil changed today. So before we actually dive into the episode, one more thing. Your girl turned 40 yesterday. Yeah, I turned 40 years old, the big 4-0. I still can't believe it. I don't know. It sounds weird. It feels weird for me to say that I'm 40 now. And I don't know what you're supposed to feel like at 40, but actually I feel amazing. I feel great. And I'm just blessed to be at this point in my life with all the things that are happening in my life, and including this, just getting back and diving back in and just truly making some changes to be more intentional, which is what this episode is about. It's about being intentional. If this is your first time listening to this podcast episode, I would love to welcome you to this episode. Just to give you a heads up for you listeners that are just in podcast form, I am also recording this as a YouTube video. I'm actually on camera now recording, so make sure you head to YouTube, type in Theezy's Voyage, and you will see the video there as well. If this is your first time listening to the Theezy Under Grace podcast, welcome. I would love to welcome you to invite you to listen to the other previous 19 or 18 episodes that I do currently have available. Things on like worthiness, church hurt, perseverance, you are worthy, insecure. I have some great podcast episodes, and all of them, if it's your first time even reading the blog post or listening to me, this particular podcast, for one, thank you for stopping by. Two, thank you for taking the time to listen. Three, make sure you do share. But most of all, everything that I talk about or I may blog about is from personal experience. This is not something that I'm just telling you, but definitely I pray and I get direction from God on what to type or speak about or which direction I should go. So just to let you know, I'm not out here selling you fluff. I am very transparent. Sometimes it's not for everyone, but hopefully and prayerfully, I know that it's going to reach who it needs to reach. So it may or may not be for you, but if you know someone that it would help, definitely pass it along. So thank you guys for coming along with the journey. Also, make sure you do subscribe to the Theezy Voyage, Theezy's Voyage blog, which is theezysvoyage.com. Head there. You'll find the links to my podcast, which is Theezy Under Grace, which is available on all major streaming platforms such as Spotify, Pandora, Apple Podcasts / iTunes, Google Podcasts, Anchor.fm, iHeartRadio. All that good stuff. So make sure you head to those respective platforms or their websites and make sure you hit subscribe to the Theezy Under Grace podcast and don't forget to share. All right, guys. So again, I'm just trying something new. I would love to stay connected with you. Make sure you hit subscribe here on YouTube. Again, for you guys listening, I'm also doing this as a YouTube episode as well. So therefore, definitely make sure you do hit subscribe and that we are connected. Again, head over to my website, which is theezysvoyage.com, and you'll find my social media links. Connect with me. I would love to connect with you and let's stay connected. All right. So I talked about me turning a big 4-0, but what is the basis for this is for this particular episode and also blog post and YouTube video is about being intentional. God has really been placing this in my spirit. It's been ringing in my spirit for the past few weeks about being intentional. So let's actually dive right in. So I have a question to ask you. What if we were intentional with God as much as He's intentional with us? Think about that for a moment. How much stronger would our relationship with Christ be? How much more would our lives be enriched and fulfilled? how much more would we be impactful in the kingdom? How much more could we be operating in our purpose? Well, these are all questions that I've asked myself as I've been at a crossroad when it comes to this blog and podcast, as well as my support group for the past few months. I even thought about it in other areas of my life too, especially regarding my health. Now, just that question alone motivated me to dive back into working out and making healthier food choices. Now, if you know me personally, you would know I'm really not a morning person. I like to maybe log on to work maybe like 30 minutes before my time just to kind of get myself up, all that good stuff. But your girl has been getting up within the 6 o'clock hour and going to the gym or either walking several miles in the neighborhood and doing some functional strength training at home. So just to let you know, this does not come easy. It has not been easy for me to be intentional in this area because when I fall off the wagon, I fall pretty hard. However, I switched it up by, you know, continually asking God to strengthen me and to motivate me to get up, to go to the gym. And I think about my health. I think about all of that and I'm feeling great. You know, I'm energized. I can tell the difference in my clothes. I try to stay away from the scales, but I'm feeling great. It gives me great energy to get through my work day because my work days are pretty long. So by the time I get off work, I usually do not feel like doing anything but just crashing on the couch or grabbing something to eat and just really just turning everything off and just really, you know, clearing my mind. So again, I've made it my business to make sure I get up in the mornings to go to the gym or either walk my neighborhood to actually work more towards having a healthier lifestyle. Now, on the days that I don't go, I try not to be as hard on myself because every effort counts. I don't really strive to do it every single day. It is something that I would like to do, but at least 6 times a week. But I give myself at least some grace to say, hey, if you get in there at least 3 to 4 times a week, you're doing great. So again, it's not to be hard on yourself. It's not always easy, but every effort counts. And the way that I feel great because I don't go every single day, but on the days that I do, even that lasting effect on the days that I don't go, I still feel great. So again, I'm going to ask you the question, what if we were as intentional with God as He is with us? So again, that's just one area that I chose to be intentional in. But another area that I am choosing to be intentional in is this, doing this podcast, writing these blog posts, and even creating YouTube videos. So this is another area that I'm shifting my focus into by being intentional. Let's kind of segue into more of the episode about, you know, being intentional. So I talked about me, but let's actually go into this particular episode here, or this topic about being intentional. So being intentional is making up in your mind for you to just do it and to not second guess yourself. Being intentional is waking up each day with an intent to live better, do better, and be better. Being intentional is drowning out the naysayers, the fear, the nervousness, anxiety, and doubt. Being intentional is choosing to do it regardless if anyone reads, listens, or watches. Being intentional is stepping out of your comfort zone to venture into uncharted territory, knowing God is with you. Being intentional is believing in yourself as much as God believes in you. Being intentional is being confident in a world full of doubt. Being intentional is being unpopular and going against what the world deems as normal. Being intentional is being strong and courageous as the Lord encouraged Joshua to do. Being intentional is learning like Peter to not take your eyes off of him or you will sink. Lord, that's a lesson, right? Being intentional is knowing He will never leave nor forsake you. So I'm going to ask you again, in what ways will you choose to be intentional? Think of all the many ways your life will improve, how much closer you will be to what the Lord has called you to be, the ways you can help others, the ways you can leave a lasting impact, or how rewarding it can be. I, for one, I'm choosing to shrug off the doubts about myself, the fears I have, as well as the anxiety that I deal with, and to just be intentional. So will you join me? If you don't know how or even where to start when it comes to being intentional, just pray this prayer with me. Dear Lord, I don't know where to start or even know how to be intentional. Will you help me? Will you guide me? Please remove all doubts, fears, nervousness, anything or anyone who is or will keep me from living a life of being intentional about you, your purpose that you've instilled in me and in all areas of my life. I thank you for choosing to be intentional about me, even when I fail to be intentional when it comes to you. I love you, Lord, and I praise you. I pray this prayer with the love of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my friends, being intentional doesn't happen overnight. But all it takes is just one step, and trust me, every effort counts. Don't give up when it gets hard or when you feel that it's not going anywhere, because guess what? You're still making progress. Each step you take brings you that much closer to where you were created to be. Keep going. You got this. I'm encouraging myself too, by the way. I am rooting and I am praying for you. If you need a church home or a church to stream, because I know because of the restrictions are coming back, all that good stuff, definitely feel free to join me online at upliftcm.com. So that's Uplift Christian Ministries. You can find them on Facebook, which is my church with pastors Lionel Means, First Lady Ashaki Means. Definitely is a Bible-based church, a teaching church. I love it. Praise and worship is always awesome, but it is very applicable to your everyday life. Feel free to join us on Facebook for live stream. You could go to the website to join us or type it in YouTube, Uplift Christian Ministries, to find it. Also, visit my family, New Vision Church, which is N-U-V-I-S-I-O-N, which is New Vision .church is their website. You can find them on YouTube as well as Facebook. Like both of those church pages and make sure you share. Very great people, very great men and women of God. You would definitely be blessed. Of course, I would definitely advocate for them because I am also, I'm always richly blessed from them, and just figured I would share their wealth. So definitely make sure you hit up those respective websites. That's upliftcm.com to go to Uplift Christian Ministries. Find it on Facebook, YouTube, all that good stuff. And then also newvision.church is the website for New Vision Church. N-U-V-I-S-I-O-N with Pastors James and Kim McLean. That is my family. So feel free to definitely stream, like, share, subscribe to those churches. Great teaching, great Bible-based teaching, and definitely very applicable to your life. And I definitely, you know, cannot just leave you empty-handed without providing you with some resources. Again, head over to my website. You'll find all my social media links. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. Go read the blog. Subscribe to the blog as well. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, Theezy's Voyage on YouTube. I actually look forward to connecting with you. And thank you guys for your undying support and for listening and for reading and just for supporting me and for your prayers in general. I appreciate it. So until next time, my friends, peace and many blessings to you all. Have a great one.